or we feel our stomach, you know, we feel it by meeting with the condition.
You know, like if we
saw the seed of the peach tree, you know, it will grow into a peach tree and it will become bigger and bigger, right? So by depending on the condition, so you provide the condition and then it will grow, you know, into a big peach tree. So that is also accepted by the Siddha Martin school. So they are not, you know, arguing on the condition; they are arguing on the cause.
I'm just curious because you say, either you say or you think that the Mahatmya school says that if we see a multicolored and multi-patterned fabric, if we see one color, we have to focus on another to see another. But I know when you train through visualization, let's say you memorize a complicated merit field. After a long time of practice, do you end up seeing the whole merit field? You're supposed to see it clearly, unlike a fabric, or you still think, oh, this is Buddha, that's Manjushri, and so
you still focus. 미바지라다 변은 소신다고 썼다든 소신하고 때는 상기만 보여라 상반 때는 변은 생지기 부부야 말해봤어
생지기 도둑 말해
자다 상반 가서 통도구 할때 상반 통제를 내려라 때는 변은 생 내려라 가고 열었어
맞아 맞아 선지를 내 상고를 마도 제가 사지 대여를 상전을 여 상반을 마도 사지 공부도 감부도 마부도 상부도 선생 통계가 말이죠
And so if it's one mind, you know, seeing the whole thing, then you cannot see each thing clearly. You can see the whole thing. You say, there is the whole merit field of the Guru Puja merit, you can see like that. But if you want to see that each, you know, individually, each of the objects in the merit field individually, clearly, then you have to have that, you know. You can see that, but with a different mind. One mind cannot see the whole thing. So there will be this mind seeing this Buddha, the other mind seeing the other Buddha, the other mind seeing other Buddha. Yeah, so as many objects there are in the merit field, that many mind that will be to see all the objects in the merit
field.
So this is according to ordinary sentient beings' perception. Right? But when you look, you know, when you talk about the perception of the Buddha, then of course it's different. Okay? So I think there's a question here. What's the definition of non-valid cognition?
Cognition is not a new nor controversial.
Speak louder, please.
Cognition that's neither new nor controvertible.
What now, please?
From here.
Okay.
It's a cognition which is not new and incontrovertible.
A cognition that is not new and incontrovertible.
Another Vedic?
The Prabhupada said that it's not new and incontrovertible.
Ah, good. Yes, sir?
Vishala is a consciousness. Cognition is not new and incontrovertible.
Scott?
I can copy what you said. Is that new or incontrovertible? I got it wrong.
Something missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Simona?
It's a cognizer that is not new and not incontrovertible.
That's right. Second, how many divisions are there to the non-valid cognition?
many?
Five.
Uh-huh.
Ten million dollars, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Five. Yeah. What ten is it? Ten is it, right? Now we have 150 million
dollars. Yeah. Don't charge me.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That's different.
Cognizer.
Five Geshe-nam. Now the
subsequent
wrong consciousness, doubt, correct assumption, and inattentive consciousness.
Now valid cognition, there are subsequent cognition, there are wrong consciousness, doubt, correct assumption, and inattentive perception.
Thoughts.
Do you know what I did?
Yes, Geshe-la, there are five: subsequent cognition, wrong consciousness, doubt, inattentive perception, and correct perception.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. That is what's done.
Okay, next. I'll come to the Joshi, what did you do? 태성계 생겼다, 여호와가래서. So the third, you already gave the answer, right? And fourth is the definition of doubt and the name of its division. So what's the definition of doubt and how many divisions are there?
It's a mental factor that by its own power hesitates with regard to alternatives.
What did you say?
Mental factor.
Oh, mental.
Same duty, yeah.
By its own power, hesitates with regard to two alternatives.
Same
thing, but the three divisions, which was the second part of the question, are doubt tending towards a factual, not tending towards a factual, doubt that goes to either side. And then again, the definition is a mental factor by its own power that hesitates or to two alternatives.
You all get very good answer. Thank you very much. That's very good to know you all paying very good attention. That way you will improve your knowledge. Any special question?
I'm just curious, when we learn to memorize this, I start to not know what are two alternatives. Do they mean just the factor and the opposite of the factor?
타니스 타니스 통과 타니여라 타니스를 가르쳐 타니스 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 타니스
타니스 아베 그게 뭐 밑에 제이나 메나 산으로 제이마 타치야 제 마이마 타치야
The two alternatives like you know it's, oh maybe this guy is a ghost maybe this guy is not ghost maybe this guy is ghost maybe this guy is not ghost so then that's the
개바시마 예나 메나 삼도 개바시마 예바리 개바시마 메바리 타치샤 포타지카라 포타사디
So other dog can be like maybe there is a future life maybe there is a next life maybe there is no life so you have a doubt maybe so there's two alternatives maybe there is maybe there is not
but it doesn't mean will I go tomorrow or will I have eggs for dinner
That's not that.
So the alternatives have to be connected.
Maybe it's God or not. Maybe it's devil or not. Maybe or not. Maybe it's perfect or not. That's the alternative.
Opposite.
The definition of the school we're studying from, where the mind is thought of as a potential that ripens. I'm just curious how that's understood. Potential, what does that translate? And then the ripening, what does that translate? And is that a movement of some kind?
So when we're sitting, you train the mind, and then it comes to know it. Like the mind has the potential to know certain things, right? If you don't study, if you don't mind, you will not know it. So when you, through giving the training, or through making it to study, then you come to know about this thing. So what it made it ripen is the study, the process of study, training and so forth, made it to ripen, into knowing. It has the potential to know, but you study or don't train, you will not know it.
So to see this color orange, I have the potential orange, and then that ripens when I look at orange. How is that understood?
Then I'm the And so, it's like for example, you have the potential to see orange, right? But if you didn't come, that orange that you're looking at, but if you didn't come in here, you were able to see that orange after coming into here. So coming here is the condition that made it to ripen, for you to be able to see that orange.
So, we'll finish.